Hello and welcome to the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Phillies Preview. Mike Callahan, Sully Crotty, taking a look at this Juvenile Phillies in here. Again, we have early morning odds in here. You're going to see Bast at 7-2, Wicked Whisper at 7-2, British Idiom 4-1, Donna Villoque at 9-2, Frank Swaquette 12-1, our Lazy Daisy at 12-1. You're going to get a little bit higher odds with Comical at 15-1. You also have Perfect Alibi in there at 12-1. This race on the early morning line looks completely wide open in here, albeit they are going to have to beat Bast and Wicked Whisper in this spot.
Yeah, you would think. Bast is another Baffert horse. Wicked Whisper, Steve Asmussen, but Wicked Whisper coming out of Frisette at Belmont, a winner there. There is a horse in here facing winners for the first time. That's Donna Valachi for Simon Callahan. Flavian Fry had the ride the first time. So that's going to be interesting. The horse is obviously getting a little respect from the early morning line at 9-2. But Bass, again, coming out of the Chandelier win at Santa Anita. Wicked Whisper coming out of Frisette at Belmont Park. And then Frank's Rocket was second for Bill Mott in the Frisette, also in the Spinaway, also in the Adirondack. So you're getting 12-1 there for a horse that's racing some very, very good races in New York at 12-1 on this early morning line. But Bast, again, if you watch the replay of the Chandelier, I thought it was a very good effort. Obviously, going over the surface again. And there are some logical horses that came out of that race, including Comical, who's 15-1 for Doug O'Noon, who was second in that Chandelier behind Bast. So it's a real, usually the juvenile races are really good betting races, and you're always going to get a price. They rarely do chalk out. But watching the replay of the Chandelier, I think a repeat performance for Bast might be a little tough to beat, but... saying that, New York, a couple horses running in New York are coming in at some very, very good prices. We already said the Bill Mott runner and Frank's Rocket coming in from a really good second in the Frisette. And then watching the spin away at Saratoga, obviously a lot of question marks going on from that race. And then the Adirondack as well was a good race for Frank's Rocket. So I think some horses coming in from New York and some logical races could make some noise and be in California.
Yeah, especially Perfect Alibi, a horse that I think people liked up at Saratoga, wanted to stretch out. Did finish second last time to British Idiom in the Alcibiades, which I thought was a really impressive performance by British Idiom. Like you said, Bast got real gutsy last time in the Chandelier. Wicked Whisper went wire to wire. And I think this is going to be one of those races that you want to take a look at the pace. Wicked Whisper is a horse that likes to go to the lead. Bast likes to sit just off. British Idiom may potentially sit behind both of them. Frank's Rocket's going to have speed in this race. Perfect Alibi probably sitting mid-pack in here. And then Comical. Comical, some people should remember from the East, because I know he shipped from East to West, but he came over and won, or she came over and won the Schuylerville, then finished second and third to Bast in the last couple. But that's a horse that's improving at 15-1. And if you want a price play in here, again, early morning line odds in here are 15-1. But post draw is going to be affecting here. The way the race shapes up and where you're next to as far as horses goes is ultimately going to shape up as well. But that's one you want to take a look at in here. But there are some solid contenders in here. Even like you said, Donna Veloche, or however you pronounce the name of that horse, impressive in that debut. And for the horse to be 9-2 off that debut performance against the horses that they're going to have in here, graded stakes winners, including Bast, Wicked Whisper, like you talked about, British Idiom. That's one you want to use in here as well. So again, just early morning light odds in here has this race completely wide open in here. I do think that Bast and Wicked Whisper will ultimately be bet down from that 7-2, but it's going to be based on a bunch of other things in here. But again, one of those races that you'll probably end up spreading. What are your thoughts initially as far as the spread, or will you be able to kind of narrow it down from Bast and Wicked Whisper?
I'm definitely going to spread in this race. And the horse you said is British Idiom for Brad Cox. Broke the maiden at Saratoga very, very impressively. Went off at a very good price at Keeneland. Facing winners for the first time. Got the job done. Another horse at a price that is probably going to stay around that 12-1 price is Lazy Daisy for Doug O'Neill. This is a horse that was at Del Mar facing winners for the first time. In a graded stakes, finished fourth that day, and then went to Churchill Downs, won the Pocahontas very, very impressively in a deep field. So it's been happening all year. The Churchill Downs runners, wherever they go, they have been running extremely competitive And that Pocahontas race was a very good race at Churchill. So I think Lazy Daisy, and I think with the attention Bass and Wicked Whisper and probably the Callahan runner, they're going to draw, and even Bridge Stadium, they're going to draw shorter prices. Lazy Daisy, I think you're going to get a price at and definitely could run big in this spot.
All right, those are our thoughts on the Juvenile Fillies for the Breeders' Cup. Good luck.